let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast. The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1 by Dorothy Minter, is a compilation of 6 short stories. The stories were written over a period of several years. All of the stories have moral value. The book originated from her 48 years of work with children who have disabilities. She worked with all disabilities as a special educator. Dorothy was born in Hopkins County, Texas, on a sandy land farm. She married the love of her life and moved to Denton in 1955. Her interest in becoming a published author came about quite by accident. She has a master's degree in special education, postgraduate work in school administration. She's retired, plans to devote her time to writing, volunteer work, and travel. She also writes poetry and does public speaking. Dorothy Minter, author of The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1, is our guest on This Week in America. Dorothy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
Love having so you on great. To have an opportunity to talk about your books. And let's talk about sort of where the whole concept came about for the books. And then I mentioned it's 6 books. Let's start with what's behind the story of the first one, Lucy Liu's Ghost Secret. What's the story behind behind that book?
I'm so glad you asked that, Rick. The story behind Lucy Liu's Ghost Secret is centered around my mother, who was afraid of ghosts. She was also believed in hoodoo and stuff like that,
too. Yes.
But anyway, my daddy died, and so she and I were living alone in this big farmhouse. And the farmhouse had 2 big bedrooms and 2 big beds in each room. And every night, she would go to bed, and sometimes she would see this ghost. And every time she saw the ghost, she was afraid. So she would get me up out of the bed. And my aunt lived across about a half a mile, but you had to cross a branch to get to it. Oh, I'm reliving this. Oh, my goodness. And so she would get me up out of the bed, and we would go over to Aunt Inez's house to get away from this ghost. And so finally, I had a chance. This is where the fiction comes in. I had a chance to visit with the ghost. So he showed his magical powers, and we became friends. But that's where it originated. It was a true story, but of course it was fictionalized with the ghost powers and us
yes.
becoming friends. But this is a real true story that my mother was afraid. And the first chance we got, we moved out of that house and moved into another house, a 1-bedroom that my uncle owned. So this is a true story.
True story. You know, Mom wanted to get away from the ghost.
It's based on true facts, but of course it's fictionalized. And
yes.
Things added to it to enhance it.
Dorothy Minter, our guest on the program, the book that she's written, delightful children's book, The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1. As I mentioned, it has 6 books. Book available at strattonpress.com, at amazon.com. Stratton Press, it's stratton-press.com. Link onto all those at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book number 1, Lucy Liu's Ghost Secret. Book 2 is Lucy Liu and the Handicapped Pumpkin. Talk about the story behind that. Where was the inspiration for writing this particular book, too?
Rick, the inspiration for writing this book grew out of my work with children with disabilities. I was a special educator for 48 years, and I saw so many children referred for special ed who didn't belong in special ed. And then those who did belong in special ed were shortchanged because they needed special kind of teaching in order to learn, but it wasn't that they couldn't learn. So this book about the handicapped pumpkin tells about the 4th grade class going to the pumpkin patch and the ghost, of course, and Lucy Liu have become friends, and since the ghost has these magical powers, he knows that there's a pumpkin in the patch that has been hit by the plow, and he tells Lucy Liu that she has to pick that pumpkin, and she picks that pumpkin, and she makes that pumpkin great. And
well, it sounds like a charming story, and again, there's a lesson for the children. It's entertaining, but there's a lesson there as well, isn't there? Yes.
And the lesson in that is that people with disabilities can do great things. They just have to be trained.
Well,
and I prove that over and over again in my work with these children.
I was going to say, you have been at the front line of that and can see what can happen, can't you? That has to be heartwarming to actually see that transformation take place.
Oh, it is. And the look in their eyes, how their eyes light up, you know, their countenance, the whole countenance changes. You know?
Yes. Dorothy Minter with us on the program talking about her book, The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1. Book 2 that we just talked about, Lucy Liu and the Handicapped Pumpkin. That's very close to home for Dorothy and what she's done her entire life, which is working with children and giving them the opportunities. What's the story behind the next book, which is Lucy Liu, Lost in the Woods? Were you ever lost in the woods? Was that where that comes from?
Yes, my cousin and I, Ruby Jewel, and I, one day we went to see an older cousin, and she lived 2 or 3 miles away, and you had to go through the woods to get there. And so we went over there that day, and cousin Minnie said we were going to cook dinner, so we went out and we picked some food to cook, and we cooked that food, and we had a good time that day. And you know, this book talks about, it's about families staying together and be, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
This relates to family. And the path to her home, as I said, was through the woods. We spent the day cooking, and when it was time to go home, Lucy Liu and her friend got lost in the woods going home. Well, we did get lost. We got lost. And you know, during that time, way back then, you didn't let the sun go down on you.
Exactly.
Let you go somewhere. You got back before sundown.
Exactly.
Right?
And I can recall being out and thinking, I remember how I got in here, but I'm not sure I can reverse it and get out. And there is that fear when you realize I'm not quite sure I've got to think this through here to be able to get out. And that's captured in the book, Lucy Liu, Lost in the Woods. The next story, a very special story as well, as they all are, all in different ways. Lucy Liu's Easter Gift. Explain that.
Well, Lucy Liu's Easter Gift is kind of based on bullying in a way.
Yes.
There was an Easter egg hunt. This is from the black community. It's what we did. We did an Easter egg hunt, and the kids won prizes. Like who found the most eggs would get some kind of prize. And so this book is based on that. And in this particular case, Lucy Liu saw this little boy that she had been in school with, little Timmy, and he was looking so sad because he had only found one egg, and she had a basket full. So she gave all of her eggs to him but one. And guess what? He won first place. And this is a story about the gift of giving.
Well,
which is the greatest gift of all.
Well,
giving is based on love, you know?
Yes. And it can, a simple gesture like that can change somebody's life, can it?
That's right. And if you see the book, Timmy is jumping my mile high when he won the prize. And if you look at the book itself, the story itself,
Yes, and the book
I initially wrote these as six individual books, and then in later years I had them combined under one cover.
And the book is The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1 by Dorothy Minter. You'll find the book at Amazon, of course, at stratton-press.com. In the bookstore there, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have the bonus of having all six of these. We talked about Lucy Liu's Easter gift. Now, the next one up, I believe, is Lucy Liu's Ghost Gets a Name. So this ghost is prevalent in all of the stories. Talk about this particular book and the significance.
Well, Lucy Liu's Ghost Gets a Name, you know, they became friends. And I can understand why anybody would want to be called by a name rather than boy or girl or whatever. And so, because of Lucy Liu's love for the ghost, she wanted to accommodate him. And so he helped her by putting a spell on the class so that they would cooperate in getting him a name. So he said he was tired of being called a ghost. So the classmates all picked names. And Lucy Liu, the ghost told Lucy Liu, he said, when I come to a name that I like, I'll punch you in the arm. And it shows this in the illustration.
Yes.
And you'll know that that's the name I want. Now, the background on this is that the little boy's name that was chosen, which was Jehoney, is based on my childhood. Because that little boy told his story of why she wanted it chosen. And that's my story. I had a little puppy dog named Spudsy. And we lived out in the country. And the house that we moved into after we left the ghost house was in the middle of a cornfield. And every day when I walked home from school, I don't know how he knew, but Spudsy would run up the road to meet me, and this day he didn't come. And so when I got home, I looked up in the cornfield, and he was up in the cornfield. And I rushed up there and hit him on the back, and he fell over. He had been after something under the ground, and he had suffocated. Mm-hmm. And so this is a part of the story, but that part of the story is something that really happened to me.
So much of your life, obviously, reflected in the book, The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1 by Dorothy Minter, our guest in the program. Back in Book 2, you're talking about the title is Lucy Liu Meets the Bully. It's a very timely book, obviously. What's the motivation for writing that, the story behind it?
Well, I wrote this story, and I also wrote a poem to complement it, also, which is a great poem. But the book, there's so much bullying, and I think the bullying, sometimes we look so much at the person being bullied, and we need to look at the bully and see what is behind his bullying. When I was teaching, I had a young man who was a bully, and his home life was terrible. His daddy was an alcoholic. He was beat on all the time. They lived in a trailer park. He didn't have decent clothes. He would come to school with holes in his pants, no shorts on. And so I feel like so many times bullying is a result of this person having a bad home life,
yes,
childhood, and so I wrote this book really based on that.
And again, these and are... I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
Huh?
I didn't mean to interrupt you there. These are just stories that so much a reflection on your life of bullying. You had a chance, I'm sure, in the classroom to see this firsthand.
I did. But the bottom line about this story, it's a story of compassion. It's a story of forgiveness, repentance, and acceptance. Now, the compassion is when the person that was bullied had his lunch stolen, when the principal gave him back his lunch, he offered it, some of it, to the person who stole it, because he knew that this person didn't have lunch money and was always without a lunch.
Yes.
That's compassion, okay? Forgiveness comes from all of the people who were bullied. Lucy Liu was bullied, but when she had her birthday party, she invited, guess who? Nikki, who was the bully. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at repentance. Repentance came when Nikki said she didn't want to be a bully anymore because of how people had accepted her in spite of. Isn't that deep?
Yeah, it really is. This is so impressive, all of these stories, and I'm thinking, boy, this is a book that touches a lot of people, adults as well as children. Who do you feel the book's designed for?
For all ages.
Yes.
It's a book for all ages.
And
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, and well you should, because it's a correct story. And I mentioned each of the different stories has a moral, some carried over from one story to the others. And obviously that was an important part of what you wanted to do, not just have an entertaining story, but have some substance to it as well, wasn't it?
Yes. Do you have time to listen to some of the poem about it?
Oh, yes, please do. Please do.
The title of my poem is The Bully Has Many Faces. The bully has many faces. I'm sure you know that's true. Some look like me, and some look like you. Sometimes they are black, and sometimes they are white, and sometimes they are brown. Sometimes they live close to you or on the other side of town. I live in a poor neighborhood. My home life is very bad. I am abused on every side, and there's really no place to hide. I am a bully. I live in a middle-class neighborhood. My parents work all the time. They pay little attention to me, so I take it out on the people I see. I am a bully. My folks are rich as rich can be. Some people think I'm very happy, but they don't know what I go through. How I wish I could be you. I am a bully. I write mean things on Facebook and sometimes Twitter too. I really know that it is wrong, but I keep on singing my bully song. I am a bully. I also send text messages and emails, spreading rumors that never fail. I send embarrassing pictures and videos. Much harm is done. How much harm is done, nobody knows. I am a bully. Sometimes I bully kids at school. You know that's against the golden rule. I always dare them to tell on me. That's really wrong, don't you see? I am a bully. There are so many other things I do. I cannot name them all. Somebody please come and help me before I really fall. I am a bully. Maybe if I had from you more compassion and more love, like the compassion and love that come from above, and throw in some acceptance and forgiveness today, my bullying would stop. And then I could say, I'm not a bully anymore. I finally belong. That's my poem.
Well, that is so well done. And you take us through everything, and it points out some of the root causes. It's hard to put a bully in a category. You talked about that before. It's such an intricate problem, and a problem you saw every day in all different classes of people, captured so well in that poem. Just a minute or so left in the program. This is such a powerful book, besides an entertaining book for the kids. You can read it to them and discuss it. They can read it to you and discuss it. They can read it by themselves and think about all of the morals brought up in there. And social skills are demonstrated, aren't they, as well in the book?
Yes.
And that's so important, and something you've seen and how important that is in your 48 years in the classroom. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. You're such a gifted writer, and now I find a gifted poet. What are you working on now? Any other projects you're working on?
I'm not working on any other projects right now. Now, I am thinking about writing a sequel to the Lucy Liu, Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1, because in the story, the ghost has promised to take Lucy Liu on magical journeys. And so I'm thinking about doing a sequel, Lucy Liu's Magical Journeys.
Ooh, I like that.
And in this sequel, it will be historically based. I will take them to different places. One of my teachers who was from India wanted me to do a book on India, and I didn't do that because my books didn't sell that well, so I didn't write in. I didn't write in another book on that. But that's my next plan. If this book can sell, you know, well, I'm going to.
Well,
do
I
a
hope
sequel.
That's the case. It should be the case. It's such a positive message, positive messages that you have in the book. Dorothy Minter is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Minter. The book is The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on directly, get information on Dorothy's book. Dorothy, this has been a real pleasure to have you on the program and to hear you, the enthusiasm, the passion in talking about the book, The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1. Thank you for being with us on the program. Hopefully there will be a sequel and we can talk about that as well. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure.
I appreciate it so very much.
It has been our pleasure. A very important book and a book that you will enjoy in passing along to your children. The Adventures of Lucy Liu, Book 1. Dorothy Minter, our guest. More information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.